Penguin Random House Audio presents To Obama, With Love, Joy, Anger, and Hope by Jean Marie Lasquez. Read for you by Jean Marie Lasquez with Sullivan Jones and a full cast.
Mr. Obama, my president.
Dear Mr. President, I am writing to tell you how my heart went out to you the
dear
other day
Mr. President,
when you announced that
because
you have
the person
to make
I
too
love
many
can
announcements.
Be discharged
dear President Obama, thank you
back.
For your recent
President
statements
Obama,
after the Zimmerman trial about your own memories
17.
Of being
dear Mr.
a young black man.
I haven't been able to
dear
find
Mr.
full-time work since 2008.
My father was one of the first black students.
Dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President.
Dear President Obama.
Dear President Obama.
Mr. Obama, my president.
Samples, 2008 to 2009.
November 10th, 2008. Dear President-elect Obama, my name is Benjamin Durrett. I am 18 years old. This was my first time voting, and let me tell you, it was not a fun experience. I fought with my father over this election so much that I didn't get my ballot filled out till the morning of the election. It was not until that night when the Democrats had a chance to get 60 chairs that I saw some of the things my father was talking about. He showed me how the Democratic Party now has majority control over all branches of the government. He even went as far as to say that we may not have an election in 2012. After he had finished his rant, he looked at me and said, "I pray that you are right and I am wrong." Voting for you in this election was truly the first time I have done something that went against my father. I feel that this has been a big step in becoming the person I am meant to become. I truly believe that you are the man who can make this place we call home a great one again. If we are doomed to collapse, then so be it. I will look like a fool along with all of my friends, and my father will tell me it's okay, and that I never could have predicted this. I don't know what you have to do to fix this place we live in. I don't even know if you can. All I ask is that you give it everything you have. If you do that, I will know that I made the right choice. Sincerely, Benjamin Durrett.
June 3rd, 2009. Dear President Obama, I saw a report that you take 10 randomly selected letters each day to prepare a response. I hope mine is one of them. I really need to hear from you. The country I once knew and deeply cared about is disappearing. The capital that I and other generations before me built is being squandered. I have played by the rules, thinking my family and I would be secure, and that the preparation for old age would be safe in a country that would continue to honor the values of integrity, being a person of your word, fairness, you reap what you sow, self-reliance and discipline, foregoing short-term reward for long-term gain. All this is crumbling. It started before your watch, but is accelerating during your administration. I am saddened. Let me tell you why I think this way. Like you, I was raised by a single mom of very modest means. My dad was killed in a plane accident when I was 11. My mom had saved enough to start me in college. I paid for most of it, and for all of my MBA, which I earned after serving as a U.S. Army officer. I worked for AT&T, Lucent, for 28 years, and through a lot of discipline, see definition above, I paid for two daughters' undergraduate degrees and helped them with their master's in social work. I've been married for 40 years. I carry no debt except a mortgage. I've served as a church officer, been president of my national fraternity, and now tutor, run a business, provide SCORE counseling, and serve on a nonprofit board. In short, I have done my part as a patriotic American, and have saved for my retirement without being a burden to my fellow countrymen. I have done all this without government help, except for the little I received from the GI Bill. Unfortunately, it appears I have been a sucker. I could be getting transfer payments for being irresponsible, i.e., borrowing beyond my means to buy creature comforts, taking extravagant vacations, and manipulating the weak to enter agreements they could not afford. I could have avoided the army. I could have spent all my kids' college money on myself. Instead, I am rewarding this behavior today through my tax dollars and your decisions. Not only that, but I believe the dollar will fail under your wasteful spending and transfer payments to the least productive among us. My savings will be worthless. All my hard work and sacrifice to no avail. All that American capital, moral and physical, from generations past, will be spent. What's more, you make all these decisions knowing that you and your family will never be affected by them. You will always be protected when social unrest and collapse destroys the rest of us. Here is my request. Reward integrity. People who keep their word. Let people reap what they sow, the good and the painful. Recognize citizens who have been self-reliant and preserve the system that allowed them to become that way. Show discipline and demand it of others. Also, on a personal note, fight against hubris. To be human is to be prone to that condition. I see signs that it is affecting you on the Brian Williams White House report and in your decision to go to New York City on a personal trip using my tax dollars. I think you are probably a decent man, but even you can be destroyed by hubris. I remain a loyal American who at least wrote a letter. Richard A. Dexter.
Richard, thanks for your letter and for your service to our country. I applaud your life of responsibility, but frankly am puzzled as to why you think I don't share in those values. The only transfer payments we have initiated were to states to prevent wholesale cuts in teachers, police officers, firefighters, etc., in the wake of the financial crisis, and short-term measures to prevent the banking and auto sectors from collapsing. Now, you may disagree with some of these policies, but please know that all I want to see is the hard work of individuals like you rewarded. Again, thank you for your thoughtful note. Barack Obama.
November 5th, 2008. Dear President-elect Obama, I am not quite sure why I am writing to you, but as I feel compelled to do so, here goes. I am a dyed-in-the-wool Republican. I didn't vote for you, and felt with my whole heart that you should have been defeated. Not the best start for a letter. Smile. However, my country didn't agree with me, and therefore you're going to be the 44th president, my president of these great United States. As of 12 p.m. last night, my heart changed. I wanted to tell you that even though I did not cast my vote for you, I respect the race that you ran, and I will commit to you today that I will pray for you and your presidency each and every day. I have voted since I was 18, the last 8 elections, and even in all my years of voting, I have never made that promise or written a letter to a president, but as I stated before, I feel compelled. Your acceptance speech was gracious and showed the makings of a true leader. I, like many others, am part of the fabric of this country and that I am going to be one of your constituents. I am proud to be an American each and every day, and I'm proud that we have a due process that spelled out most definitely that America wants Senator Barack Obama as our next president. I realize you may never receive this, but I hope you do. I hope you know that there are voters who, like you said last night, didn't vote for you, but you will be our president. I may have not committed millions to your cause. I may not have supported you before, But as of today, I am committed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?